forcing turnovers of late, including the last couple of games since you've been back. What has it taken for you guys to have such a high turnover differential, at least from the defensive perspective?
Just hard work and hustle, man. Just finishing the play. You never know. You might be on the side of the field. You never know. If you just run to the ball, you might get a fumble recovery or a forced fumble. Just always relentless effort and just always finishing the play.
Were you impressed with what your safety teammate Steve Gregory was able to do?
Oh, yeah, he was balling. I told him, I said, you are stealing right now. But it was good. No, it's good to see your teammates have a good game. And, you know, just got to get those every game.
In terms of forcing turnovers, how do you kind of balance being aggressive but yet still being assignment sound so that it doesn't cause a mistake?
You kind of just take your chances every once in a while. You can't take them all the time. I mean, the opportunity will come to you. And just when it's there, just be prepared. You know, you can't go force it. It's, the play's going to come to you. You're going to make a play.
As far as Miami goes, how tough is it to keep Devon Bass in front of you guys?
He's pretty good, man. He's good. He's strong. He breaks tackles. He's quick. He has confidence. He's very good. We have to try to keep him to a hole a little bit, but he's going to make plays. He's very good.
Does it help any at all that you have a guy on this team in West that's kind of plays, not maybe Devon doesn't play at the same level as West, but they kind of play similar?
Yeah, it'll definitely help. I mean, Julian's one of those guys out there too, but, I mean, game time, he's a baller, man. I can't take anything from him. He's definitely a baller, man. He's going to make some plays.
How important was it, Patrick, for you to get back on that field?
It felt good. It felt good, man, to get back out there and just dig my cleats in the grass a little bit, but it's all good, man. We got 5 more games. Hopefully a lot more, and then, you know, just got to get with the transition, I guess.
Talk about the mental reps versus the physical reps all the time. What's more important to you?
Mental reps, definitely. I mean, you can be on the sideline taking mental reps. You know, mental reps are very, if you know what you're doing, you can play. Everybody's big, fast, and strong. You can make the play if you know what you're doing.
Are you where you want to be right now, mentally, physically? Again, I know you're a little bit banged up the last few games, but.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
Almost at $500 million. You're going to leave here and go get a ticket?
Me, I might go buy 1,000 tickets. Nah, but whoever wins it is a lucky person, man. So come get me.
Heading into the game against the Colts a couple weeks ago, everyone was saying that, you know, at that point in the season, a rookie quarterback is almost not even a rookie anymore. You got another rookie quarterback this time, but he's got about a dozen games under his belt. What do you see from him, and is he showing signs of still being?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good. He'll throw the ball in there. He has a good deep ball, and he can scramble. He can run, and he can run to – opened up more pass opportunities. So he's pretty good. He can make second opportunities for himself.
Patrick, when you have a guy like that drive his team down the field for a winning score, do you look at him differently?
You can't look at him any less, man. You got to look at the quarterback he is on film. If he's good, he's good, period.
How do you think Devin's doing back at safety?
I think he's doing pretty good, but you got to ask him.
You okay with, like, wherever you might fit into that picture?
I'm wherever coach wants me, that's where I'm going to play at.